Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, God's blessings. God bless you all. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Scars, Severely Cut and Recovered Strong. We thank and praise God for another day that the Lord has made. Amen. Another day to get closer to Him. Amen. We truly thank God for those who decided to take time out of their schedules on today to chime in, to tune in to Scars on tonight. We are in a seven-day revival. Amen. And I am your host tonight, Pastor Rose, and I give God glory for what He has done, for what He is doing, and for what He is about to do in the lives of His people. During this Passion Week, this Holy Week, amen. It's almost party time. Amen. It's almost resurrection time. Amen. And I'm just excited in spite of everything that I've been under attack with, in spite of things that are going on in the earthly realm. We know that God is still able. God sits high and He looks low. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for allowing me another opportunity to share God's word. Amen. Last night was absolutely a blast. Amen. It was a blast. I thank God for God coming through on last night. Tonight is day five. We got two more days to go. Amen. Glory to God. And it's just a blessing to be able to share with the world. Amen. The unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word is not going anywhere. Amen. It will never fade away. And that's why it's important, amen, to hide the word in your heart. Amen. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Amen. We don't know with the way the world is going, glory to God, Bibles might be taken away. Amen. You have to have that word embedded in your spirit, man. You have to have that word, amen, ironed on, amen, in your life. Glory to God. So we honor the Lord on tonight. We thank God so much all week. There are some people that have been hanging tight with us all week long. Amen. And we give God glory for that. Amen. Glory to God for those of you that are coming on the line. Amen. Our guest calling number is 516-531-9569. Again, that's 516-531-9569. Amen. Glory to God. We're just going to go into a word of prayer. Amen. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope we all are being obedient. Amen. Glory to God. I pray for your families. I've been in prayer. Amen. For our nation itself. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, this is really something, but you know what? God is greater. Amen. I lost one of my spiritual fathers, amen, Bishop, on Wednesday. Glory to God. And my soul has literally been, I've been out of it. I've been depleted, and I can only imagine what the family is going through. Listen, it's very difficult, amen, when you don't really have underlying issues or health problems or whatever the case may be, and you know, the ambulance has to come to your house and pick you up. Amen. And you can't go. You can't follow the ambulance. You can't meet them at the hospital. You can't be there to hold their hand. A lot of people, a lot of lives lost. Glory to God. A lot of lives lost. But it's a blessing. If you can just, you know, wake up in the morning, glory to God, just open your eyes and have the youth and activities of your limbs, you are blessed on today. Amen. You never know when it's going to hit your door. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why I've been telling people, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep on saying it. Amen. Glory to God. If you hold any malice or any unforgiveness, any grudges, bitterness, anger, towards your family, your friends, enemies, you know, whoever, your husband, your wife, your children. Amen. Get that thing right. Amen. You be the bigger person. You reach out. You know, you reach out and you, amen, you ask for forgiveness. Amen. I always tell people you're not responsible or accountable for how people respond to your apology. You know, that shouldn't stop you from apologizing. That shouldn't stop you from doing the right thing. You do what's right to do in the sight of God. Amen. And everything else, it'll fall in place. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I tried to reach out to her, and I tried to beg forgiveness, and I tried to apologize, but, you know, she forwarded my calls. I can't, well, text it. Amen. Glory to God. And you could text that person, you know, if they're blocked, if they got you blocked or whatever, glory to God, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Amen. Mail a letter. Do whatever it is to free your heart. Do what you have to do to free your heart. Unfortunately, we live in a world, you know, people just don't care. You know, people really just don't care. And as long as you do your part and you do your part from your heart, God will honor that. Let that be on their head. Let them heat the coals of fire. Let that be on their head. Let that be on their conscience. You've done your part, and God has shut literally this government, amen, this world, amen, is literally shut down, is locked down. Amen. Glory to God. God has given us more time. Amen. And he's taking people out of here. I don't know where people get this thing. He's not taking African Americans or whatever, because we seem to be the race that we're losing thousands. We're losing a lot. Amen. Amen. We're losing a lot of people. So my prayer is, listen, you know, if you want to make your eternal home, glory to God, heaven, and not burn in the eternal fire, it will behoove you to do what's necessary. It will behoove you to do those things that are pleasing to God, the best to your ability. You know, let's not use excuses and say, well, you know, I didn't know, and you know, this, that, and the third. No, amen. It's no such thing as if I said or if I done anything to offend you. The Bible says, glory to God, that if you have an ought, amen, against your brother, your sister, anybody, the Bible says that you are to leave your gift at the altar, your singing, your speaking in tongues, your shout, amen, your auxiliary, your board, amen, whatever it is you do as your reasonable service in the church, whatever it is, put it at that altar, and then you leave it there, and you go and you get it right with that person. You know what you done it. You know what you said. Amen. Listen, brother, sister, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was wrong. I could have handled that situation better than the way I did. You know, it wasn't right in the sight of God, especially if it's another child of God. Amen. Glory to God. If it's another child of God and you're a child of God, you know, wait a minute now. The Bible says what? What Jesus say about this thing? He said, listen, those that know to do better and do if not shall be beat with many stripes. Amen. So if you fell out with an evangelist, a pastor, amen, any of God's leaders in the service of God, amen, that makes it even worse. You need to go to them because you know the word of God and they know the word of God as well. And so simply God has left us without excuse. He said, thou art inexcusable, O man that judgeth. We cannot judge anyone. Amen. We could only do what we're supposed to do. And it's up to that person. I think it's, you know, it's not so much that we're afraid to go to that person. We're afraid of the response that they might give. You're not accountable for that response, but you are responsible for going to them and doing your due diligence and doing what you are required to do according to the word of God. Amen. So let's take this time. Amen. Glory to God. I had to get on some of my sons, some of my daughters. Listen, you don't take this time to chill. I know, you know, people ready to go out. They ready to go clubbing and whatever else they do, amen, they're ready to get back in the house, Lord, some of them, amen. But some of us are just living reckless. We at the point we just don't care, and we have to care in this hour. You have to be concerned. How could you care and be concerned about somebody else, and you're not caring, concerned about yourself? Amen. You got to get worried. The old folks used to sing, I got worried, worried about my soul. Amen. You have to get worried about your soul. The Bible says that we should work out our own soul salvation, that with fear and trembling. Amen. So we're living a life now. Some of us are living wretched. Amen. We really don't care. We taking this thing like it's nothing. Amen. Glory to God. I told you last night, whether it's God-oriented or whether it's satanically induced, it's here. Something is wiping people out. Amen. And you don't know if your name is on that list or not. Glory to God. Amen. But if your name is on that list for that particular moment, guess what? You're getting up out of here. Amen. Glory to God. So take the opportunity, glory to God, while the blood still running warm in your vein. Amen. All them old songs, I love them because they brought us through. In my vein. Amen. Glory to God. Serve God while the blood is still running warm in your vein. Amen. Glory to God. Don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till you diagnosed with COVID-19. Glory to God. Amen. While the blood is still running warm in your vein, while you still have the use and activities of your limbs. Glory to God. Amen. Serve God in the beauty of holiness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come before his presence with singing and thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Amen. Don't take advantage of a God, amen, of a Lord, of a King, amen, who died that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Amen. Glory to God. So we honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on tonight. Amen. Happy Good Friday. Blessed Friday. Amen. Good Friday to all of you all out there. Amen. Truly the Lord is good. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to say a word of prayer, and then we're going to sing a little bit. Amen. I'm a little bit on the horse side of town, but I'm still going to give God my all tonight. Amen. This is day 5. Amen. Glory to God. And we got 2 more days to go. Glory to God. And so, Father, we just thank you now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us another opportunity to share your word. And, God, we pray for those that are even on the line now. We thank you, Lord God, that their ears are in what's about to take place tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the world at large, God, our cities, our counties, our states, our countries, oh God. God, we pray now that you will hover over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will saturate this earth with your power and with your glory, oh God. Lord God, even when things look bleak and things happen that we don't seem to quite understand, God, you're still God. And besides you, there is none other. God, help us not to fear, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so, God, we thank you tonight, God, for all that you've done, for all that you are doing, even for what you are about to do. Thank you, Lord God, even until the cross, God, to the cross, from the cross, God, to the grave, from the grave to the sky. God, we lift your name on high on tonight, God. And Lord God, we don't take life for granted, Father God. But God, we just ask you right now, Lord God, that you would touch and extend your plumb line of mercy and grace to your people, oh God. Someone is bereaved, Father God. We pray that you will comfort them that mourn, oh God. Touch them now. Touch every family, Lord God, that is dealing with losses on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, help your people, God, not to be selfish, oh God. But, Lord God, you told us, God, to look after one another. You told us that we are our brother's keeper. And so, God, you told us to take care of the widows, oh God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for those that are elderly, for those that are bedridden, for those that are in hospitals and those that are waiting on ventilators and those that are in nursing homes, oh God. I myself, Lord God, have family in nursing homes, and so God, we pray that your spirit would yet abide. We pray that you would protect them from the hand of the enemy, Lord God. We pray that the death angel will recognize the blood in their life and that the spirit of death will pass over them, oh God, even when the nurses, Lord God, may not be feeling well, or even when the nurses, God, have a bad attitude, oh God, we pray that you would release your spirit, oh God, amongst those that are in the hospital, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Now, God, I pray that as this word unfolds tonight, none of me but all of you, Lord God, let the people hear only you through me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decrease, Lord God, that the spirit may increase within me, oh God. Hide me, God, behind your illuminated cross. God, we thank you. And we give you honor and we give you glory. He that has an ear, let him hear on tonight. Open up the hearts of men and women, oh God, that they would be receptive. There may be receptive to your word, oh God. Not our will, but your will be done, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We give God glory. Amen. Wherever you're at, just tell the Lord, thank you. It ain't going to cost you nothing. Amen. Just open up your mouth. Amen. And give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. You reign, hallelujah. You reign forever, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your name is great. Lead to be praised in all the earth, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. The song simply says, surround me, hallelujah, because in a world such as what we're experiencing, we need the Lord to surround us on tonight. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord wherever you are. You may be in your dining room, your front room, amen, your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom, wherever you are. Just take a moment out and just worship the Lord with us on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surround me. Anointed, hallelujah. Anointing, rain on me. Anointing, Lord, rain on me. Let the power the Holy Ghost reign on me. Anointing reign on me. tonight. Anointing, rest on me. Do you need him to rest tonight? Anointing, rest on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost rest on me, and let the power of the Holy Ghost reign on me. Oh, let the power of the Holy
and
unto you as we offer up the praise unto you, as we offer up the praise unto you, your name. Hallelujah. As we offer up the praise unto you, your name, I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy, holy name. Listen, what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For he has done great things. Come on, if you believe that tonight. He has done great things. Oh, I worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Bless his holy. Bless his holy, his holy name. Bless his holy, Jesus, his holy, his holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name is worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Some of us haven't opened up our mouth all day to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory. Oh, God, but I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for it is in you that I live, I move, and I have my being. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. You're worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I worship you. Hallelujah. Be glorified. I just want to worship him. Hallelujah. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Be glorified. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be glorified in the temple. Do you want him to be glorified? Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this moment. Hallelujah.
Glory to God
I see my sister just came on the line. God bless you. Amen. I love you. That's a real one right there in Miami, Florida. I thank God for Sister Brown. Amen. Glory to God. We thank and praise God for the word on tonight. You will find us in Luke, the 23rd chapter. Amen. Beginning at the 33rd verse. I am excited. I'm excited for this newborn baby, amen, that I gave birth to. Glory to God. And I am just so excited. Amen. I thank God that I did not miscarriage this baby. I thank God. Amen. Glory to God that I did not abort this baby. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you have purpose, amen, and when God has impregnated you with something great, glory to God. Amen. They can shut you down, but they can't shut you out. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God on tonight. So we're going to talk, amen, Jesus crucified, amen, Jesus on the cross as he was going to the cross. And the Bible says that if any man come after me, let him do what first? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just piggyback, amen, a little bit from last night, how we got, glory to God, how we got to this. We was talking about Jesus's betrayal and his arrest. And then, of course, you know, Peter denies Jesus. And then Jesus, when they arrested him, amen, he stood before Caiaphas, amen. And then Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate. And they still couldn't find, you know, it really was trying to find something on Jesus, you know, but they really couldn't find anything. But just know, amen, that Jesus was still in human form. Jesus, amen, was still in flesh. Amen. At any point leading up to the crucifixion, at any point, Jesus could have reneged, amen, on the will of the Father. But he said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. So even when Jesus was in God, amen, and he was tired, amen, glory to God. And the Bible says he prayed 2 or 3 times. He came in and out of the garden. I guess he was so concerned and so caring, yet he felt the pain of the world, the wickedness of the world. Amen, glory to God. And could you imagine coming out of prayer? Amen, glory to God. Coming out of prayer. Listen, I've been going in hard. I mean, I've been beyond prayer. I've been in warfare. Amen. And sometimes when you may go in one way, but you come out of warfare, your body hurt, you tired. Amen. You about don't have no voice, like I about don't have none now. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm going to glorify God in the voice that I have. I'm going to still use it. Amen. Glory to God. But when you've been in war, you know, and you've been bombarding heaven on behalf of people and behalf of you know, situations and things of that nature, you come out of that thing where you tired. You are tired. Have your clothes gone. Amen. Glory to God. You're sweating bullets. You're hot. You're tired. You're hungry. So I can imagine how Jesus felt coming out of the Garden of Gethsemane. And then, peace this, he gets out and he sees who he left in charge, amen, to wait and to watch and gave them instructions, and them jokers were sleeping. Amen. They were trying to give an excuse as to why they couldn't keep their eyes open. Amen. And so, you know, finally when Jesus comes out of the garden, praise God, you know, as they begin, him and the disciples begin to head out the garden, glory to God, he's confronted by Judas. Amen, the betrayer, the one that betrayed him. And Judas is coming up with the elders and the priests and the scribes, and he got his little entourage. Amen, and he had already told the entourage, listen, the one that I kissed, that's the one that I want you to get. So even last night we talked about when people, they may have a hit out on your life. Amen, glory to God. Amen, just setting you up. Glory to God. That's why you have to know your inner circle. You have to know, amen, you have to know who you're surrounded by. You have to be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of who you connect your spirit with, amen, because you may be connecting with a demon and don't even know. Oh, glory to God. And so Jesus comes out. He's confronted by Judas. Judas gives him a kiss. And when Judas gives him that kiss of death, glory to God, I believe, even in Judas's betraying of Jesus, amen, maybe he had just an ounce or two of love for Jesus, because he told the priest and the scribes and the elders, he said, take him away, but take him away safely. Amen. Don't let nothing happen to him. Amen. Well, the damage, Judas, beg your pardon, Judas, but the damage was just about done when you betrayed him. Amen. Glory to God. And then the Bible says, as they begin to take him away, glory to God, them other jokers, them disciples, they left. The Bible says they didn't walk. They didn't get on no bus. They didn't get no jitney. They didn't call an Uber or a Lyft. Them jokers ran. The Bible says they fled, and they left Jesus, oh, low, so low. He was by himself. Glory to God. But Jesus, even in his infinite wisdom, Jesus, glory to God, Jesus still had love for the people. Amen. Glory to God. Them same ones, some of them same ones that Jesus fed. Glory to God. Some of them same ones that sat at the table for Jesus to feed them. Some of them same ones, amen, when Jesus, he caused the dumb to speak, to talk, the blinded eyes to see. Amen. The crippled began to walk. Those that had death spirits on them, Jesus rebuked death. Amen. As a matter of fact, he didn't even call it death. He called it sleeping. They were sleeping. Glory to God. Amen. And so Jesus still had a love, even to the cross. Jesus still had love for the people. Amen. And so after the disciples left them, amen, he goes before Caiaphas, amen, one of the priests, amen, he goes before Pontius Pilate, and they're just beginning to have meetings with Jesus, and, you know, it's just sad. Amen. Glory to God. It's sad because I think about how some people, how they just, you know, forsake you. They'll leave you at the time when you really need them. Amen. Glory to God. How people will set you up. Glory to God. But guess what? It may be a setup to them. Amen, but it's not a setup to God. Amen, and that's why we have to be ever so careful on how we treat people. Amen, glory to God. How you treat people, you have to be mindful of the people that you shut down on your way up that escalator, because you might meet those same people coming back down that escalator. Amen, glory to God. Be careful how you handle people. Be careful what you say. Be careful about putting your mouth on people that you don't even know. You don't even have a clue. Oh, glory to God, about their life. You only go about what you see, the little that you do see. But you have to be careful, amen, about how you handle people, because they just may be your holy hookup. That just might be the person that holding your job application. That just might be the person holding your miracle. Oh, glory to God. That just might be the person, glory to God, that's holding your word, that's holding your breakthrough, that's holding your blessing. Glory to God. So we have to be mindful of how we handle, especially those of the household of faith. We have to be careful how we handle one another. Okay? So verse 33 says, you can get your Bible. Amen. Verse 33, Luke 23 and 33. And it says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Amen. Let me just go back a little bit, glory to God, on what today is. Today is honored as Good Friday, and a lot of people say, well, how can a day be so Good Friday, when, you know, Jesus was crucified? Amen. Good Friday is the day that Christians commemorate Jesus Christ's crucifixion. So despite of this name, Good Friday is a day of solemn reflection. Each Friday before Easter, Christians solemnly honor the way Jesus suffered and died for their sins. Amen. They might even attend a service that recounts Jesus' painful crucifixion, and some even refrain from eating to show their sorrow. So there are people, you know, during Lent season from Ash Wednesday to Resurrection Sunday, 40 days of Lent, that they don't eat meat, sweets. You know, they basically give up something. They fast from something. And my mom would always say, you know, if you could fast for something for 21 days, or better, it becomes habitual, it becomes a lifestyle. Amen. And so people, they fast for Lent season. Some don't eat meat, they only eat fish or whatever the case may be, but they give up something in honor of the painful moments that Jesus suffered, amen, on his way to the cross. Amen. And so that's where we get Good Friday. It is a few days before Jesus' resurrection. Amen. So for the saints, we don't wait until the battle is over. We shout before the battle. Amen. Glory to God. So today is a good day. If it was a Monday, it's still a good day. Amen. Glory to God. I shall be glad. This is the day, amen, that the Lord has made, and I shall be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. So that's where a little bit of where we get Good Friday from. If I was back home in Miami now and things was the way, you know, the world was the way it was before this pandemic, amen, I'll probably be in church. I will be in service, and we'll probably be doing the seven last sayings, and then after that, we'll probably have some good old fried fish, amen, some frit for some fish, amen, and some grits or something like that. Amen. Glory to God. I miss those days. I tell you, I really, really miss those days. Amen. But for whatever reason it is, you know, we got to shut down, lock down. And that's good. It's okay, too, because guess what? The earth needed that. Amen. Whatever it takes for us to get, amen, I told you, God allows things to happen. Amen. Glory to God. And it's no demon. I don't care in Hades, the abyss of hell, standing around hell, on the backside of hell, on the east gate of hell. Amen. Glory to God. Nothing happens without the permission of God. Job will tell you that much. Amen. Glory to God. You cannot do anything. The devil can't do anything in the earth. Amen. Without God's permission. Amen. So whether demon-oriented or God-oriented, we know that this thing does exist. Amen. And we have a job as a body, amen, corporately as the body of Christ. We have a job, and that is for us. Listen, God allows a lot of things, and sometimes, you know, and I'm going to be honest with yourself, with myself, with you all tonight. I'm transparent tonight. Amen, glory to God. I wasn't always where I was in prayer. Like, my prayer life really needed to be blowed on by God. It really needed a boost. Amen. I had to discipline myself. Amen. It wasn't the, you know, Lord, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. No, it wasn't. Listen, you have to learn how to pray. Amen. The people ask Jesus, teach us how to pray. Yes, there is a model prayer, but as you continue to serve God and as you continue to grow in grace, your prayer life should be intensifying. Amen. Glory to God, your prayer life. And so my prayer life wasn't on point. Real talk. My prayer life needed some help. It needed to be on a breathing machine, on a respirator. Amen. Glory to God. So this shutdown was conducive for Rose. I can't speak for nobody else. I was able to get a lot done. I was able to see so many different things that I have experienced in a totally different life. Amen. Glory to God. All God wants is you. Glory to God. All God wants is his people. God loves us so much. And listen, the word of God said he takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, to mess up man's intelligence. Amen. If anything is being destroyed on this earth, man self-destructs himself. Man destroys himself. Glory to God. But look at God. I to get those that are here, those that remain, to draw closer to him. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw from what earth? This earthly body. Amen. Everybody has a temple. And if everybody will get with one accord and get off the cord, glory to God, then maybe some electricity can flow. Amen. And some love can flow through them cords. Amen. And it could touch God like a sweet smelling fragrance. Amen. And soul can be one. Amen. Amen. Can I tell you holistically, corporately, the church dropped the ball. Not just the church up on the hill, not just the church down in the valley, but as a corporate, as a whole, the body of Christ has dropped the ball. We have compromised, glory to God. We have sinned against God from the pulpit to the bathroom to the back door. Amen. We have sinned against God. And we so quick. I just listened to the preachers and that, and I listened, you know, and I said to myself, you know what, God, the real pastors, the real apostles, the real prophets, they don't really be on the line like social media and all that kind of stuff like that. They really I'm talking about the real ones. Now, I ain't talking about, you know, the pathetic ones, not prophetic, pathetic. They're not the ones I'm talking about. Amen. Because God has the real ones. Sometimes they got to go on the backside of the desert to hear from God, to hear what God is really saying. That this is not a time, amen, for people to be building platforms on Facebook and platforms on Instagram. And you know, all of a sudden you got saved last night. You got filled with stammering tongues this morning. And now, you know, you're on the book with a collar and a briefcase prophesying to people. Amen. Glory to God. There's an order to everything. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The people that are, oh, where the prophets? And where the apostles? And where the, well, I got a question for you today. Where are you? Hello, newsflash. God wants you. He's looking for you. He's looking for me. Amen. We have dropped the ball, and we be so quick. Amen. On 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people that are called by my name, listen, he's talking to the church, newsflash, he's talking to those that identify themselves as being Christians, identify themselves as being a part of the fivefold ministry, those that are called by his name, those that confess his name, those that profess his name, those that sing his name, amen, those that pray his name, amen, we drop the ball. Amen. There may be some that bears a difference with me, and that's wonderful. Amen. But as a whole, we have dropped, the body of Christ has literally dropped the ball. We begin, you know, to compromise. Now, sin is permissible. You know, now we can do anything we want. But let me tell you something. I thank God for the saints of old. Oh, glory to God. I thank God for my upbringing in the Lord, because some things you never, ever forget. I miss those shut-ins, them all-night shut-ins. No, baby, you didn't bring no water. You didn't bring no pillow, and you didn't bring no sheet, no cover. Talk about it's cold. Amen. You came in as you were. 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, you want to get down there to 6 o'clock in the morning. That's it, the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we've gotten away. We strayed away, amen, from our first love. Amen. God wants to bring us back to our original state of being. When we first got saved, nobody couldn't beat us to church, honey. We was the first ones there. We was ready to go every time they called altar prayer. We would be up there at the altar calling on Jesus, holding on to the horns of the altar. But you don't see us see that no more, because everybody done got so modern now. Amen. We've compromised as pastors. Yes, we have compromised God's word. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know. Maybe some of us think that this is some kind of circus or something. You know, when I was coming up in the Lord, amen, the pastor would be right there. Amen. Glory to God in praise and worship. But now, amen, pastors come in, amen, 30 minutes an hour, amen, after praise and worship. Amen. We stand. Yes, we give honor, amen, to the man or woman of God. But guess what? Last I checked, it was not even about us. It ain't about you with your fine clothes and your safe skin shoes. Amen. God said, I got to shut this thing down, because the church done going crazy. The church done going wild. Amen. Glory to God. God will strip us. God
today. Amen. Glory to God. That just irks my soul. Amen. You come waltzing in an hour and a half, down the aisle like it's all about you. You should be right up in there. Amen. Doing praise and worship and getting filled with the Spirit like everybody else. Amen. Glory to God. This ain't no service. This ain't no show. So God said, I'll fix y'all. I'll shut you down. I'm going to shut you down. Amen. But you can be shut down, but that don't mean you got to shut out. Amen. Glory to God. God fixed it. Amen. The way we got to have virtual, amen, service. We got to virtually worship. We got to virtually do Bible study. But can I be real with y'all? You can catch more fish, amen, when you're on the line virtually than you can when you inside the sanctuary. I'm not saying we don't need the building, amen, but God wants to abolish this stuff. God wants this stuff to be done away with because we have compromised. We have compromised. Glory to God. We think it's a show. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. God said, ain't no Easter suits up in here on Sunday. Amen. And no Saint Good Shoes and no Rasul suits. Oh, no, that won't be happening on Sunday. Glory to God. But can I be real? The real preachers needed to arrest. The real prophets of God and apostles, they needed a break. Amen. I ain't talking about these ones pop up, these pop up Kool-Aid, PB&J folks. I'm talking about the real ones. The real ones that sacrifice their time, sacrifice their family, amen, sacrifice their marriage for the saints of God, for these old hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious, uncircumcised Philistines. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's no such thing as, oh, well, I'm going to just go ahead on it, and I'm going to just do this, and I'm going to just do that. Amen. Not all, but I know some. Amen. I know some. I ain't been in this thing 35 years for nothing. I know some that will knock on your door. If you don't come to church, they will knock on your door and say, Negro, give me my tithe. Excuse me? The blood, the blood, the blood. Amen. You can knock on my door. You can call my phone. You can send me a text. You can DM me. You can message me. Amen. You can inbox me when you want tithe, but you can't call to see what's going on with me. You can't see I'm sick. You can't see I got a need in my house. You can't see that my children, something wrong with the kids. You can't, but you can see your way to my house to get tithe. We done messed up. Glory to God. Oh, we done fell off the map big time. We done lost our mind. Amen. We done lost our mind. I guarantee you, when this thing pass over, because it's going to pass over, y'all. Glory to God. This too will pass. When this thing pass over, I guarantee you, for respect, people for love, people will appreciate food. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Glory to God. God is revamping the whole entire earth. God is revamping. We have taken our jobs. Amen. We have our marriages, our children, our relationship, and we put everything above God. God said, no, I got to shut this thing down. Amen. We could pray. We could walk there till we're blue in the face. But God is still in control. And when God does something, he does a good job in what he does. Glory to God. God still loves us. He's still giving us time. He's still giving us a chance. He's still giving us an opportunity to come to him. Glory to God. Everybody before they leave this earth, everybody before they close their eyes, everybody before they die out on this earth, they get a chance to come to Jesus. Whether or not they take it is a horse of a different color. I ain't even getting this word yet. Amen. Glory to God. But God is tired. Even God get tired. God got tired of winking at everything. He ain't winking at stuff no more. Call it sin, sin is sin. Amen. For all disobedience, the Bible says it's sin. We just want to look at all they hoeing, all they shacking, all they doing this, all they doing that. But wait a minute. You lying. You gossiping. You harboring unforgiveness. You harboring bitterness in your heart. Oh, glory to God. You holding grudges in your heart. That's a sad thing to go to bed on a grudge and wake up in hell, in eternal fire, because God's giving you a chance. Glory to God. He's giving you a chance to get it right. He's giving you a chance to call that person up on the line and tell her, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And you refuse. Glory to God. You refuse. I'm going to say it because there ain't too many people out there going to really tell you the truth. God still got some people out there that will tell you the truth. Yes, the truth hurts, but a lie will kill you. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. Glory to God. All liars, they will have their own side in the lake of fire. Keep lying. But we want to pour it out. Oh, that scissor. Yeah, I went by. I drove by her house last night. And girl, could you believe she had a mess? Girl, I don't know. But I got the license plate number. It was a Ford 150 sitting up there in her. And I don't know. Because the other night I passed by there. Oh, it was a Suburban. It was Chevy out there. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know. It was about 1 o'clock when I, first of all, glory to God, what about you? Amen. I'm so tired of people. All they know is two things. Fornication and hoeing and fornication. Amen. And they might know a little bit about adultery. But they're lying, sin, grudges, sin, bitterness, sin, jealousy, sin, covetousness, want what somebody else got but don't know what they did to get what they got, sin, lying, sin, pride, sin, proud look, sin, ego tripping, exiting God out, sin. What about you? We won't be so quick to blow up everybody else's spot. Amen. We so quick, amen, to say what everybody else is doing, what somebody else said. What about what we do? When the last time we self-examined our own self? Child, I don't think she'd be taking no communion, honey. Huh, take communion. Honey, she don't need to be. Girl, you ain't seen that man? She was alive. Child, hot mess. I mean, girl, the girl living foul. She living ratchet. What about you? What about tale-bearing? What about gossiping? What about getting on the telephone? What about that? Blowing your sister up. Amen. Glory to God. Trying to call her out. Trying to call shots. Come on. God ain't pleased with that. God said, no, I got to revamp my church because my church is ratchet right now. My church is a mess. And here's old Jesus. Amen. 33. And when they were close to the place, which is called Calvary, where they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right and the other one on the left, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them. Listen, even unto the cross. Mind you, Jesus had to somewhat carry his own cross. But he carried it. He got it. He got it. Amen. He had to carry his own cross. Somebody was trying to help him. No, they wanted. And guess what? Could you imagine why he was carrying that cross? Can you imagine them beating him and whipping him? Boy, some of us can't stand to get no whipping. Lord, I take a whipping from my parents before I take a whipping from God. Because, boy, look here, when God whoop us, boy, I tell you, that thing ain't no joke. Amen. When God say, okay, enough is enough, especially he's seen it coming. If we think it was coming anyway. God is whooping his church. He's whooping them good time, good fashion. He's whooping them. He's whooping us. And it don't feel good. It don't feel good when you locked down in your house and you can't go nowhere. It don't feel good. I'm bored. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm tired. Lord, I'm tired of eating these sandwiches. Lord, oh my God, sick of the year. I'm just complaining. Jesus died for every last one of our complaints. Amen. He didn't complain. He took that cross because he realized if any man came after God, he had to first deny himself and then pick up his cross and then follow, even if I have to carry my own cross. Amen. And so the Bible says in verse 34, amen, we're in Luke 23. Thank God for my other sister joining on the line. Amen. Enjoy it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Turk and dog, praise the Lord. Verse 34 says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Listen, Jesus, to the cross, even to the cross, he's still asking the Father, please forgive these people. Even the ones that left him for not for dead, but dead and maybe in another circumstance. The disciples, when they ran and fled and left Jesus out there by himself, Father, forgive them. Even when they lie and talk about y'all and call you everything but a child of God, Father, forgive them. Listen, You got to be greater than that. You are bigger than that. You are greater than that, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so if we get on the world level, then who's going to be the light for God? If we get out of character on our job, who's going to be the light for God? Amen. So even unto this situation, even unto the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Could you imagine everyone that offends us, everyone that gets our last nerve, everyone that pierces us in the side, everyone that becomes a thorn in our flesh? Could you imagine if everyone would pray, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing? They don't know what they're doing. These people don't know what they're doing to you. They don't know. They don't know what they're doing to you. Even on your job, that boss, he don't know what he has no clue. He has no clue. When they congregate by the water fountain and the coffee pot in the break room, they don't know what they don't know what they're saying. But can we say, Father, forgive them? Or we ready to get on their level? Amen. We ready to shut it down on the job. Amen. Then you'll lose your job for foolishness. Amen. Glory to God. So he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Glory to God. And they parted his raiment. Listen, right after Jesus says, asks the Father to forgive them, he's doing that for them, and they still ain't got no respect. They tearing his raiment apart and bitten on his clothes, casting lots. So on his clothes, still don't have no respect. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Verse 35 says, and the people stood looking. See, the people just in your life, just out there, just looking, watching, waiting to see what you're going to do. And the ruler, listen, Jesus didn't have nothing to prove to nobody. Jesus could have saved himself. Jesus didn't have a thing to prove. Amen. Glory to God. And the people stood looking. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved, not in ridiculing him, mocking him. He saved others. Let him save himself. If he be the Christ, the chosen of God. Oh, now you trying me, big time. Now you really trying me. You know who I am. I opened your mama's blind eyes. Come on. You know, I just said not long ago, you got to be careful how you handle people, because they just might be your holy hookup. They might just be handling, they might just be holding your blessing. They might be holding your miracle. Jesus held a lot of people's miracles. Amen. A lot of people's deliverance, a lot of people's breakthroughs. Amen. And these are the same people, even to the cross. Now they're ridiculing him. Now they're mocking him. Uh-huh. If you, yeah, child, please. She say, uh-huh. Bones Lisa say she say, honey, mm-hmm. Come on, she got filled last night with something, so I don't know, something she say, child. Something she say about the Holy, something, the Holy Ghost, Casper, the ghost, some ghost. Something about a ghost, child. I don't know what that girl talking about. And then they'll turn right around and try to try you. Oh, all that saving, all that talking you doing, all that preaching and teaching you be doing on your job, now look at you. You sick. Listen, what sense does it make that we can extend our faith to heal other people but can't heal ourselves? What you praying for? What you ask for? What you praying for? If you can pray somebody else's deliverance, but you can't pray you out of yours, that's a problem. It's a problem. You can pray to heal someone else. Your faith can be at a level that you can heal the cancer. God will have you to heal cancer in someone else, and you get a headache and you can't heal your own headache. People will try you against your God. They will try you. She's talking about she saved. Saved for what? God, please, she ain't saying no more than the man on the moon. Honey, if she saved, people will try you. They will test you. They would jug at you. Okay, Jesus, if you so be the Son of God and the chosen one and the Messiah, and if you the Christ, save yourself. Guess what? He could have did that. It's not that he could not, but see, at that moment, it was not about the people. Jesus was able to look beyond the people. and see his purpose. He looked beyond people and seen the purpose. He looked beyond their foolishness because he knew what the deal was going to be in just another couple of days. He had too long to go. So he wasn't trying to get back at these people. He wasn't trying to get on. Some of us, we succumb to the people's level, to the people's court. It ain't about the people. It's about your purpose, baby. It ain't about what they say. It ain't about what they do. It's about your purpose. And when your mind and your heart is fixed on your purpose, you don't care about what these people are saying. People are going to talk regardless. They're going to talk if you do good. They're going to talk if you don't. They're going to talk if the church was open. They're going to talk if the church was closed. You have to know without a doubt. It ain't where you've been. It's not where you are now. It's where you're headed to. And Jesus, he knew where he was headed to. He knew what was about to take place. That's why last night, well, I reminded you to hear last night's message. It was absolutely the bomb. Amen. Glorify God. God did that thing last night. That way he wasn't thinking about, oh, they left me. They ran from me. They ain't walked. They ran. They scattered. Amen. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Amen. Them disciples ran away from Jesus and left him high and dry and put him in the hands of somebody else. And this is why I tell even married people, I tell people in relationships, when you have an obligation to your wife and when you have a responsibility to your husband, amen, it is imperative that you make sure every hole is closed, every opening is closed in your spirit man, amen, in your soulless realm, amen. Glory to God, because the Bible says, amen, I believe Corinthians 7, it says, defraud ye not one another, meaning don't cheat one another out of what belongs to them. He said that Satan tempt you not for your lack of incontinency, which means your lack of self-control. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You have to do your due diligence to your husband and your due diligence to your wife. Amen. And if you don't do your due diligence, you are opening him up and you're opening her up for the enemy to come in. Glory to God. How I wind up over there. Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus kept his mind on his purpose. He said, remember, in the beginning, amen, when he started this thing, this ministry, he said, the meat of my Father is to do his will. That's what I'm feasting off of. I'm doing the will. I'm doing the will of God. Anybody ask you how you doing? I'm doing the will of God. I'm fine. I'm doing the will of God. Because the more you speak you're doing the will of God, the less of you there is and the more of Christ it is. Amen. So he said, he saved others, let him save himself. And the soldiers, 36, also mocked him, coming to him and offer him vinegar. And we didn't give him no water. Vinegar. Nasty vinegar. One translation, one writer said it was gall, you know, a bunch of hawk and spit. They spit it in and, you know, just do. But you know what? It don't matter how much people try to shut you down. They can shut you down, but they can't shut you out. They can shut Jesus down. They nailed him on that cross. Oh, my God, the agony. You know, first of all, you know, all the way, and I told you, and I'm going to go through it again, all the way from the Last Supper when the boys was cut up at the table, amen, all the way to the garden, all the way to being betrayed, all the way to being arrested, all the way to being denied, amen. That's a pain all by itself. Some of us got some deeply rooted pain, some deeply rooted wounds in our lives. Amen. Glory to God. And we got to get delivered from these things. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody literally has shut you down. Amen. But they shut you down and they shut you out. You can't be shut down, glory to God, in one area of your life and then override being shut down. Shut down is what it is. You shut down. You ain't really saying much. You're a hermit. You're an introvert. You staying to yourself. It's dark in the house. The shades are down. You don't want sunlight to come in the room. You're depressed. You don't want to be bothered. You ain't answering your phone. You ain't responding to your messages. Listen, I know that city so well because I was there. Amen. But some kind of way, you got to pull on Jesus. You got to get, amen, you got to get an anchor. You got to get a rope. And you got to hold on to God, unchanging hand. Glory to God. So look at Jesus. Now he was already hurting on the inside.
wasn't really worried about that. He wasn't worried about that because they weren't going to shut him out. See, he really did mean what he said when he said, this temple is going to be torn down, but guess what? In 3 days, I'm going to build it back again. And guess what? Every word that Jesus spoke, look what they did. They brought it back to his memory. Amen. And saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save yourself. They tempted Jesus. Now they crying him as though he couldn't save himself. He really could, but what? He had that P word. He had the purpose. Amen. And there's a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. Now, even the people that put him to death, they admonished and they recognized and realized he really was the king of the Jews. So they put it over his head. This is the title. Amen. Well, if you knew this was about me, amen. If you knew this is how I was, if you knew you found no fault in anything that I did, why are you crucifying me? See, the crucifixion, it wasn't for Jesus. It was for the people. Amen. It was to redeem the people back to the Father, back to God. Amen. Just recognize his position. Jesus recognized his purpose. And it's a sad thing to live life on earth and you don't recognize your purpose. Amen. So when all hell breaks loose, amen, don't concentrate so much on the hell. Concentrate on, amen, the breakthrough. Concentrate so much on the deliverance. Concentrate on the resurrection. Concentrate on what's before you. Concentrate on pressing forward. Concentrate on driving forward. Concentrate on not stopping. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And if Fatty Whitehead wasn't on the scene at this time, but I believe Jesus, if he could say what he could say, he could say, ain't no stopping me now because I'm on the move. I'm about to party like a rock star. I'm about to get on this cross. Amen. And I'm about to get ghost. I'm about to go to death. I'm about to conquer hell and the grave. Amen. But on the third day, I'm going to resurrect from this situation. I'm going to rise from this. Amen, because my purpose, amen, wasn't for these Hebrews down here. My purpose, amen, was to ascend back to the Father. My purpose, amen, was to leave you here, but I wasn't going to leave you alone. Glory to God, you're never alone. And one of the malefactors which were hanging on with him saying, if thou be the Christ, save himself. About three times, they just tempting the Lord, if you be the Christ, save yourself. Come on down from there. Now, you think Jesus couldn't call, amen, or legions of angels? Amen, to come and come to his rescue? Of course he could. But guess what? If he would have did that, there'd be no me and there'd be no you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for dying for me, God. Thank you, Lord. But the other answering rebuked him. Amen. So you had two thieves, one on the right, amen, and one on the left. The one on the left, two thieves on the cross, one on the left, one on the right of Jesus was considered as the good thief. Amen, because he was the one who recognized Jesus as God, amen, and he knew the reason for them being put to death. So both of them, one on the left and one on the right, amen. If you know anything about the right side of God, you know it's the powerful. It's power and it's authority. Anytime the right hand of God, anything to the right of God, amen, is considered the power and authority, amen. So even though these two thieves were thieves and they were being put to death because of something that they did wrong, however, look at the setup. Now, look, people don't know what they're doing. All they're doing is setting you up. Setting you up, that's all they're doing. Look at it. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God. Jesus was the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the intercessor. He's the one that goes and makes intercession on behalf of the people to his Father. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is our mediator. Where did they put Jesus? In the middle, glory to God, of two people that did wrong. But Jesus did no wrong. Jesus had to stand out, so they put him in the middle. He is the middle person. You cannot go through God, the Father, unless you come through the Son. You got to go through the Son, baby. You got to go through the middle. You can't go around to the right. You can't go around to the left. You can't slip and slide your way through his face. But you got to come through Jesus Christ. If any man
Glory to God. Glory to God. That's all right if you hang me. Hang me and put me and stick me in the middle. I don't care. You can shut me down, but you can't shut me out. Glory to God. You can try to stop me, but you can't stop me. Glory to God, because I am present toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. We are surpassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. Glory to God. Those people that were before us, that are praying for us and rooting us on, for the race is not given up to the swift, to the one that run the fastest, but he that endureth to the end, those are the ones that's going to be saved. Oh, glory to God. Timothy told Paul, told Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. We endure it hardness. Jesus had, oh, glory to God, despising the shame. He had to endure the cross. Amen. Glory to God, even unto death. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can shut me down, but you can't shut me out. You can make my way hard all you want to. You can talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Oh, glory to God. I'm not going to fret not myself, because the evildoers need to be envious against the workers of iniquity, because they shall soon be cut down as the grass and wither as the green herb. I learned you can shut me down, but you can't shut me out. Oh, glory to God. Because the more you try to shut me down, I'm going to lift up my eyes to the hills for wind coming my help. I know my help comes from the Lord that created heaven and earth. You can shut me down, but you can't shut me out, because I will delight myself also in the Lord. Oh, God, and he shall give me the desires of my heart. You can shut me down, 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 but you can't. You can't shut me out. You can't take my presence. You can't take my destiny. You can't take this joy, because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Gloria mio, oh, glory to God, glory to God. Every listener out here, if you are catching his blood tonight, you better know that you know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Don't let nothing, don't let nobody, oh, glory to God, separate you from the love of God. Don't let no club, don't let no pole, don't let no drug, don't let no liquor, don't let no weed, don't let no money, don't let no heroin, don't let no drink, don't let no homicide, don't let no liar, don't let no homosexual, don't let nobody separate you from the love of my Jesus. Oh, gloria mandi, oh, sa, gloria si ti ara la masaya. Oh, glory to God. I told you every round is going higher and higher and higher. Oh, glory be to God. This is what the real testing is. This is where the real preacher's at. Ain't nobody in this front room but me. But me, the Father's Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father's Son and the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. If you can't preach, if you could only preach in front of hundreds and in front of thousands, and you got that eye syndrome, and you got that people syndrome, that you can't preach unless you got a whole crowd, I beg to differ with you, because I'm right here all by my little hotel, and you would have thought I had a whole crowd of people in my house. But I love you, God, because you can shut me down, people, but you can't shut me out. I don't care what you do. Shoot your best shot. How about that part? Go and run and tell that. Shoot your best shot. God got me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. God got me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm special to God. I am special to God. I am God's jewel. I am God's anointed. I am God's woman. Oh, glory be to God. Shoot your best shot. Shoot your best shot. You could shut me down, but you can't shut me out, because I am on the train, and I'm riding out to the last stop. I ain't trying to outdo nobody. I ain't trying to outside nobody. I ain't not trying to outdo you for day five of this revival. Amen. Share it with your friends. People are tired, y'all. People are looking for real people. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop feeling like you're not walking. Stop feeling like God don't want to use you. If God can use an ass to ride on, oh, God can make your triumphal entry. He didn't ride in no Lamborghini. He didn't take no Lyft. He didn't come in an Uber. He didn't come in a taxi. He didn't come in a Renegade. He didn't come in, glory to God, in a Range Rover. Glory to God. He came in on an ass. Glory to God, and I'm going to keep on saying it. Can he ride you? Can Jesus ride you? Are you good enough for Jesus to ride? Amen. He's looking for a vessel. He's looking, glory to God, amen, for people that ain't got it together. Can I be real with you? You done said it 1,000 times. I'm going to get myself right when I can, because I don't want to be no hypocrite, and I just want to be right. You ain't going to never be right if you keep saying you want to wait until you get right. That's the point of Jesus coming, so that you can get right. But since Jesus is here, if you want to rededicate your life, or if you want to give God your heart, amen, preachers, shame on y'all. Y'all have made it so bad. Y'all have made it terribly sad for these people to come to Christ. If you just preach God, the death, burial, and resurrection of God, amen, of Christ, amen, it won't be so hard for them to come. Amen, for the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. But can I tell you, man of God, can I tell you, woman of God, can I tell you, my sister, my brother, amen, according to Romans 10:8-10, the Bible says that the word of God is not me, even in thy mouth, and that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, that you shall be saved without a doubt. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, that you can have eternal life. Glory to God. And got so caught up. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to drop a comment, if you attach to this broadcast tonight, you can leave a comment at the end of the broadcast. Amen. You could go to www.stars-talk.org, our website. Amen. You can email us at stars.talk@gmail.com. And most of all, you could call Jesus on the main line and tell him what you want. He's never too busy. He never sleeps or slumber. He'll call you in the midnight hour when you want to cry, when you want to have somebody to talk to. You can dial Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, J to the E to the F to the U to the S, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you to the end of the world. All you got to do is call on him tonight. Oh, glory to God. So we thank you all. We thank you from near and far, from the bottom of my heart, for all the support. Glory to God on this broadcast. We're healing one scar at a time. Amen. You tell somebody tonight, amen, you can shut me down, but you can't shut me out. This broadcast is now over. Amen. I love you, and Jesus loves you more. Amen. This is your host. Amen. This is your girl, Pastor Rose, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. I love you in Jesus' name. Good night.